Welcome to This is America in VOA Special English. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. Most of the world observes Labor Day on May 1st. But the United States has its workers' holiday on the first Monday in September. Today on our program, we have a few songs from the history of the American labor movement.
Labor songs are traditionally stories of struggle and pride, of timeless demands for respect, and the hope for a better life. Sometimes they represent old songs with new words. One example is, "We Shall Not Be Moved." It uses the music and many of the same words of an old religious song. Here is folk singer Pete Seeger with "We Shall Not Be Moved."
We shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's standing by the water. We shall not be moved. Finally, now we're young and old together.
We shall not be moved.
Yeah, young and old together.
We shall not be moved.
Oh, just like a tree standing by the water.
We shall not be moved.
We're women and men together.
We shall not be moved.
Many classic American labor songs came from workers in the coal mines of the South. Mine owners bitterly opposed unions. In some cases, there was open war between labor activists and coal mine operators.
Once in Harlan County, Kentucky, company police searched for union leaders. They went to one man's home, but could not find him there. So they waited outside for several days. The coal miner's wife, Florence Reese, remained inside with her children. She wrote this song, "Which Side Are You On?" Again, here is Pete Seeger.
Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? They say in Harlan County there are no neutrals there. You'll either be a union man or a thug for J.H. Blair. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Tell me, which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Probably the most famous labor songwriter in America was Joe Hill. He was born in Sweden and came to the United States in the early 1900s. He worked as an unskilled laborer. Joe Hill joined the Industrial Workers of the World, known as the Wobblies. More than any other union, they used music in their campaigns, urging members to sing and fight.
One of Joe Hill's best-known songs is Casey Jones. It uses the music from a song about a train engineer. In the old song, Casey Jones is a hero. He bravely keeps his train running in very difficult conditions. In Joe Hill's version, Casey Jones is no hero. His train is unsafe. Yet he stays on the job after other workers have called a strike against the railroad company. Pete Seeger and the Song Swappers sing Casey Jones, the Union Scab.
The workers on the SB line for strikes had out of call. But Casey Jones, the engineer, he wouldn't strike at all. His boiler, it was leaking, and the driver's on the bum. And the engines and the bear, and they were all out of plumb.
Casey Jones
kept his junk pile running.
Casey Jones
was working double time.
Casey Jones
got a wooden medal for being good and faithful on the SB line. The worker said to Casey, won't you help us win this strike? But Casey said, let me alone, you'd better take a hike. Well, Casey's wheezy engine ran right off the wheezy track, and Casey hit the river with an awful smack.
Casey Jones
hit the river bottom.
Casey Jones
broke his bloomin' spine.
Casey Jones
turned into an angel. He got a trip to heaven on the SB line.
Another American labor song is called Bread and Roses. That term was connected with the women's labor movement. The song was based on a poem called Bread and Roses by James Oppenheim. The poem was published in the American magazine in December of 1911. The following month, there was a famous strike by textile workers in Lawrence, Massachusetts. They won higher pay and better working conditions. Oppenheim's poem gained more attention. At that time, conditions in factories were already a national issue. In 1911, a fire at a clothing factory in New York had taken the lives of 146 people. The victims were mostly immigrant women. Here is Pat Humphreys with Bread and Roses.
As we go marching, marching, in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill logs gray, are touched with all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us sing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we go marching, marching, we battle to form men. For they are women's children, let the mother speak again. Our lives shall not be sweated from birth until life closes. Hearts starve as well as bodies. Give us bread, but give us roses. As we go marching, marching, unnumbered women dead go crying through our singing their ancient call for bread. Small art and love and beauty their drudging spirits knew. Yes, it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too.
Union activists know that labor songs can unite and help people feel strong. This can be true even when the music has nothing to do with unions. De Colores is a popular Spanish folk song. It talks about fields in the spring, little birds, rainbows, and the great loves of many colors. This song is popular with supporters of the United Farm Workers Union. We listen as Valdemar Velázquez leads the band Águila Negra in De Colores.
Los campos en la primavera, de colores son los pajaritos que vienen de afuera, colores es el arco iris que vemos lucir. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí. Y por eso los grandes amores de muchos colores me gustan a mí.
¡Dale, Jesse!
For many years, folk singer Joe Glazer was a union activist with a guitar. He was also a labor historian. Labor's Troubadour was the name of a book he wrote about his life. He believed in organized labor and preserving the musical history of the American labor movement. Joe Glazer died in 2006 at the age of 88. Here is Joe Glazer with Solidarity Forever, written by Ralph Chaplin.
When the Union's inspiration through the workers' blood shall run, there can be no power greater anywhere beneath the sun. Yet what force on earth is weaker than the feeble strength of one? But the Union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the Union makes us strong. Now they have taken untold millions. They never toiled to earn. But without our brain and muscle, not a single wheel could turn. We can break their haughty power, gain our freedom when we learn that the Union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. For the Union just place the power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old, for the Union makes us strong. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever. Solidarity forever, for the Union makes us strong.
Our program was written by Geraldine Watson and produced by Mario Ritter. I'm Steve Ember.
And I'm Barbara Klein. To learn more about American life, go to voaspecialenglish.com. where you can download archives of our programs. Join us again next week for This is America in VOA Special English.